I've heard this optimistic pronouncement about the electoral amendments being placed before the National Assembly and then subsequently the Senate. These pronouncements obviously come out of the Maputo summit, which discussed about the situation in Zimbabwe on Saturday evening. But whilst we're optimistic that some of that may happen, I think two things need to be done before Parliament is faced with the matter. And I do not know whether the Minister of Justice and Legal Affairs has attended to those two issues. The first one is this. Before you introduce any bill or amendment, you must enroll that amendment so that it is then published, it is then circulated to members of Parliament so that they become aware of what it is, so that they discuss the amendments or the bill or whatever it is from a position of some knowledge. Number two, as you properly point out, the President purportedly sought to enact these amendments in Special Instrument number 85 of 2013. He did that and published this in a Government Extraordinary Gazette on the 12th of June. Having done that, he then proceeded in such Instrument 86 of 2013 on the 13th of June to then proclaim the election date. Now, if you are going to have to deal with these issues in Parliament, the electoral amendments, then obviously it means that the proclamation must be set aside so that we then don't fall foul of Section 157, subsection 5 of the Constitution.